local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always, making us part of your afternoon and evening. And coming up here over the next hour, we'll get you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Channel 3 going a little long there, surprisingly. But we'll get our top three stories out of the way before jumping right into our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Hamas will not release more Israeli hostages after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected their conditions. Those conditions included leaving Hamas in power and a complete Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Of course, an estimated 240 hostages were taken in the attack, with more than 100 released in prior prisoner exchanges. New Hampshire's primary is tomorrow. Donald Trump, the clear favorite to win, as his path to the GOP nomination appears all but secured, especially in light of Governor Ron DeSantis announcing he was dropping out and then immediately endorsed Donald Trump.
We just got some word that one of our opponents, very capable person, is dropping out. Ron DeSantis. And Ron is dropping out, and he, in doing so, he endorsed us.
And also Donald Trump saying that he had glowing things to say about Governor DeSantis yesterday, and that he is retiring the Ron DeSanctimonious nickname. So there's that. Stocks closing at near record highs, new record highs, I should say, on Wall Street, both the Dow Jones and S&P reaching fresh all-time highs as investors built on Friday's rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went above 38,000 for the first time. Those are today's top three stories, 5:15 right now. Getting a quick check of the roads and weather, Austin.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there was a decent amount to report on, and a good portion of that is still prevalent at this time. Mobile Highway, if you are traveling north from the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway towards 8 Mile Creek Road, or if you're traveling southbound towards that same road there, going both ways, we've got some heavy congestion caused by some construction in that area. It was giving us trouble all last hour. It still is at this time. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 West, you're going to have some issues there as well. Speaking of I-10 West, if you're traveling westbound towards that general Pine Forest Road area, just past Pensacola Boulevard, you're going to be backed up pretty severely. As I don't know what happened there. I would assume an accident, but we have not gotten an accident report to confirm that. So at the time, we'll just go under that assumption. Hopefully it clears up soon. If you're traveling westbound on Olive Road towards Cody Lane, we've got some backups in that area as well. That's if you're coming from the intersection with North Davis Highway. Also, Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis, we've got some backups there. And if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards the intersection with North W Street, we've got some issues there as well. And that's just in Pensacola. And I didn't even get all of it yet, now that I'm looking at it again. If you are traveling southbound on North Pace Boulevard towards the intersection with West Fairfield Drive, we've got some backups there as well. Luckily, outside of Pensacola, there does not appear to be anything too severe. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Caroline Street, both of those are looking fine. So if you are not anywhere that I have listed, you should be doing okay in the meantime.
It's like three roads.
Yes.
If you're not on those three roads, then you're in a mess.
There you go.
You're trading in your jacket and taking out the rain gear, warming up and chances for rain moving into the forecast for Tuesday. You'll feel that warm up, lows only in the 50s and highs into the 60s. By Wednesday, we have 70s in the forecast during the daytime hours, and that will continue for the rest of the week, plus those chances for rain. Small chance on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance on Wednesday, and near 100% chances on Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Quick rundown here of some local headlines. Authorities in Santa Rosa County are officially calling off the search for a kayaker that went missing in the Escambia Bay late last week. 41-year-old Jeremy Point was reported missing late Thursday night Friday, searchers did recover the kayak underneath the Escambia Bay Bridge, but there was no sign of Point. And today, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office confirming that the search had been called off, telling Channel 3 the weather conditions since his disappearance would have been unsurvivable. Local reaction to the report released last week by the Department of Justice on the tragic Uvalde school shooting. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson joined our Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News.
When it comes down to the basic tenet of law enforcement, you've got to be willing to put yourself in front of a bullet to protect somebody you don't even know. And if you don't have that mindset, don't get into the career field.
As Sheriff Johnson says that oftentimes people get into law enforcement not understanding the full responsibility that is involved. Also, a motorcyclist was hospitalized after a crash in Gulf Breeze this morning. It happened near Gulf Breeze Elementary School. The rider was taken to the hospital and actually was administered CPR by a student at Gulf Breeze Senior High before first responders arrived.
So I waited for the traffic to kind of clear up, and I just booked it. And I noticed the man was unresponsive on the ground, like laid out like on a star position. In my head, I was like, that's not good.
That was Cole Clark talking to Channel 3 there. He graduates this May, plays football at Gulf Breeze, and so good job there by perhaps keeping somebody alive there before first responders arrived. No update on the motorcyclist's condition. 520 right now, we will take a break. State and national news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
In 1984, President Ronald Reagan issued a proclamation designating this upcoming Sunday as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. President Reagan picked this Sunday because it coincides with the dreadful Supreme Court decision of 1973, Roe v. Wade. And I do rejoice that Roe was overturned on a federal level. But in many states across the country, abortion is still a major problem. Since that fateful day in 1973, more than 60 million babies have been aborted in the U.S. I urge Christians to get involved with your local pregnancy centers that are advocating for life. Consider ways to give of your time, talent, and treasure to places like Safe Harbor Medical Pregnancy Center here in Pensacola and similar places across the country. The Bible declares that people are created in the image of God. Each person is fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are his works.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, I hate to say it, but golly, there was a lot to report on, and there still is. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway, coming from the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, and more importantly, if you are traveling southbound on Mobile Highway towards that same intersection, if you're traveling towards 8 Mile Creek Road in particular, you are going to experience a lot of hiccups there. We've got some construction going on that's holding things up. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 West coming from the West 9 Mile Road area, you're going to have some pretty severe issues over there as well. Speaking of I-10, I-10 West traveling just past Pensacola Boulevard had a car accident. We figured that's what it was. We did not get confirmation on our map here until now, and that is heavily backed up. That's going to have you backed up almost to I-110 North, so it is pretty severe at this point. We also have some issues at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Olive Road, if you're traveling westbound towards, what road is this here? Cody Lane, if you're traveling westbound on Olive towards Cody Lane, you're going to have some backups there as well. And also, if you're traveling southbound on North Pace Boulevard towards the intersection with West Fairfield Drive, that's also looking rough at this time. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that should be holding you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much, Austin, and meteorologist Joe Neubauer with a look at what's coming up in terms of the weather.
You're trading in your jacket and taking out the rain gear, warming up and chances for rain moving into the forecast for Tuesday. You'll feel that warm up, lows only in the 50s and highs into the 60s. By Wednesday, we have 70s in the forecast during the daytime hours, and that will continue for the rest of the week, plus those chances for rain. Small chance on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance on Wednesday, and near 100% chances on Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. We are sitting at 56 degrees right now, and that's about all it's going to get here overnight. So enjoy that. But yeah, the rain chances are going to be increasing as the temperatures increase throughout the rest of the week. All right. 527 here, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, haven't heard our top three stories yet. Hamas says they will not release more Israeli hostages after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected their conditions, which included leaving Hamas in power and a complete Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Donald Trump, the clear frontrunner for tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. He's been polling at 50%, Nikki Haley at 39%. Of course, Governor Ron DeSantis, who had been polling in single digits in New Hampshire, withdrew from the race yesterday. And stocks reaching a new record high on Wall Street today as both the Dow Jones Industrial and S&P reached all-time highs. And for the first time, Dow Jones Industrial went above 38,000. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a bipartisan bill is looking to crack down on illegal sex work at massage parlors. The bill unanimously cleared a subcommittee. Florida ranks third in the U.S. in human trafficking cases reported, and the bill would strengthen massage parlor requirements, including how dark they're allowed to tint their windows. and increased penalties for licensed massage therapists who were found to have participated in sexual misconduct.
And city and county boards would face a higher threshold for approving property tax hikes under a proposal that's moving forward. In a 15-7 vote, the House Ways and Means Committee backed a bill that would require two-thirds votes by city, county, and special district governing boards to approve increases in millage rates, which represent dollars assessed per $1,000 in property value.
A cruise ship that sails out of Florida will undergo a deep clean. Crews aboard the Carnival Elation are going to be disinfecting the ship when it returns to Jacksonville after a number of guests reported symptoms of stomach flu. It's definitely going around for sure. No reports of serious illness, but the cruise line is encouraging guests to be diligent in frequently washing their hands. I can tell you what happened.
What's that?
Now, I'm not going to be naive because, look, you know, a lot of time, a lot of planning, a lot of money goes into cruises, right? So I'm sure that somebody had the stomach flu and they said, you know what, forget it. I'm going on board anyway. Right. But I'm telling you, this stomach flu here that's been going around here recently, you get over the symptoms and after a day or two, you're fine. But the symptom but you're contagious still for about another week. That's what my family found out. And it's just been going, you know, like crazy in our church. You know, everybody's been getting it. So it definitely happened where a bunch of people that got on this cruise were still contagious even a few days after they had symptoms. So they get all, they're like, oh, yeah, like I'm better. I'm totally cool after a day or two. They get on the cruise and then, yeah, everybody's contagious, man. That's just one another reason. Of course, I forget what the specific thing, well, it was COVID, yes, but there was, there's always these random things that just pop up on cruises where everybody gets sick and, you know, you're stuck on a boat for 5 days or whatever, no way to get off.
That's one of the reasons I'm never going to go on a cruise. Yeah. It's just my luck's too horrible.
Yeah, 5:30 right now, we'll get our national headlines when we return. Fox News Update is coming up on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.
John Saucier, the U.S. and British military say they've dropped a second round of missiles on 8 sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Pentagon says warships and submarines launching Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets were used to take out underground Houthi missile storage sites and launchers. American officials say those strikes come in response to Houthi-led attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley has been a bit more critical on former President Trump, particularly focusing on his age. The night before the New Hampshire primary, Haley was asked in an interview with Fox News if she regrets not going after the former president earlier in this race.
No, because there were other people in the race. You know, we started with 13 or 14 people in the race. My job was to get one out at a time, and now we're down to two, and so now I'm showing the contrast between me and Trump.
This after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race. He is endorsing President Trump. A Real Clear Politics poll shows Trump at around 54% for New Hampshire. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheska with Your Money Now. Could the U.S. economy see an interest rate cut as soon as March? It's not out of the question, according to Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin. He told CNN the economy seems to be reasonably healthy right now with the job market holding up, consumers still spending, and inflation inching closer to the Fed's 2% target. Most economic watchers don't expect the Fed to lower rates until later in the year, but Barkin said you make the call when you get to the meeting. Good news for fans of dairy-free food items and Carvel. The ice cream chain, it's in 18 states, is partnering with Swedish company Oatly to add oat milk-based items to Carvel's nearly 300 stores. The products to include strawberry soft serve cookies and cream scooped and chocolate peanut butter scooped, plus flying saucer sandwiches and frozen dessert cakes made with Oatly. Shares of Oatly today surged 12% on the news. Stocks did rise again. The Dow Industrials adding 138 points to close above 38,000 for the first time. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Packers had every opportunity to knock out the 49ers, and unfortunately, they didn't get the job done. Packers fans can be mad about the loss, but when cooler heads prevail, you have to walk away from the season happy because it clearly exceeded expectations. Not only did Matt LaFleur show he could be a good coach without Aaron Rodgers, but Jordan Love displayed he has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Paid after portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, for the longest time, we had issues on Mobile Highway near 8 Mile Creek Road, just north of the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. But that has cleared out entirely. So hopefully I won't be touching on that anymore this evening. However, the same cannot be said for just about everywhere else I've been talking about. North Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road, we've still got some backups there. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards West Detroit Boulevard, we've got some backups developing there. We had an accident on I-10 West if you were traveling towards the Pine Forest Road area just past Pensacola Boulevard there. And that has caused a lot of congestion. It is breaking up a bit, but it is still rather extensive, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. Hopefully it will die down. And actually, the congestion has progressed forward even further westbound towards West 9 Mile Road. So not sure what that's about, but we'll keep an eye on it. Beyond that, there's not a ton in Pensacola that's going to hold you up for too long. Maybe if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards the intersection with North W Street, that's still got some issues at this time. But outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good for the most part, and same can be said about Caroline Street over in the Pace and Milton areas.
Well, cold weather is finally leaving us here for a little bit here across northwest Florida. We're in the 50s today. We'll be in the 50s tonight, but you'll notice on Tuesday, highs get into the 60s, a small chance for rain during the day. And then by Wednesday, we are well into the 70s for highs, and we'll stay there for the rest of the work week as thunderstorm chances return. Our best chance for thunderstorms look to be Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 56 degrees. Right now, cloudy, and chances of rain are going to increase as the week goes on, and temperatures are going to increase as well. Today, President Biden is honoring two Navy SEALs who are presumed dead after they went missing off the coast of Somalia. They disappeared earlier this month during a special covert mission to seize Iranian missile parts on their way to Yemen. The Navy today identifying them as Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher Chambers and Second Class Nathan Ingram.
And the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died at the age of 62. The King Center says that Dexter Scott King passed away on Monday. His wife, Leah Weber King, says that he passed peacefully and in his sleep at their home in Malibu. He had been battling prostate cancer.
The Supreme Court today is granting the Biden administration's request to throw out a lower court ruling which banned federal agents from removing the razor wire that Texas has strung across the border. Here's Lisa Taylor reporting.
It clears the way for federal officials to remove physical barriers and help illegal immigrants who are struggling to cross the Rio Grande. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court's three liberal members in the ruling. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And the convicted Michigan Oxford school shooter is appealing his sentence of life without parole. The state appellate defender's office announced that they are assigned to represent the teen in his appeal and plans to fight any efforts to have him testify in his parents' trials. Jury selection for his mom's trial starts tomorrow. His father's trial is scheduled to begin on March 5th. Let's look at our national headlines today, 5:40 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports?
Well, the talk of the town right now is the NFL divisional round matchups we saw this weekend. The top-seeded Ravens came off of their bye week to beat the Texans 34-10. So that was probably the most one of the most likable stories in the entire NFL, and it died horribly, unfortunately. The 49ers, they were the top seed in the NFC, also had a bye week, of course. They beat the Packers 24-21. One heck of a game there. Packers fans got to walk away smiling after that, at least once, you know, the heat of a heartbreaking loss subsides. And then the Lions beat the Buccaneers on Sunday 31-23, and the Chiefs beat the Bills 27-24. So the conference championships are set for next Sunday. It's the Ravens and Chiefs in the AFC title game, and the Niners and Lions in the NFC. Two biggest stories. In the AFC, it's the Bills, because anyone who knows the history of the Bills knows that it is quite mediocre. They made four straight Super Bowls back in the 90s, somehow lost all of them. And Super Bowl 25, they lost by missing a field goal wide right. That's exactly what prevented the tie in their game against the Chiefs last night. So that's pretty heartbreaking in a symbolic sense there. But for some positivity, the Lions are making their second NFC championship game of all time. The last time they made one was the 91-92 season, so over 30 years ago. The early spread has their opponents, the 49ers, favored by 6.5 points there.
Would have been 5 years old.
in the 91-92 season, yeah. Really. I would have been negative eight. I don't know. We've got a men's basketball doubleheader on ESPN tonight, including half of the nation's top four teams. So at 6 o'clock, we've got 13-5 Wake Forest at number four, North Carolina. That's an in-state rivalry there.
Tobacco Road.
Yes. One half of Tobacco Road. Followed by 13-5 Cincinnati at number three, Kansas, which is now a Big 12 matchup.
Yeah, yeah.
That's at eight. Very cool. I don't know. I'll take Wake Forest in the North. I'll take Wake Forest with the upset. Sure, why not? Yeah, and I'll take Kansas over Cincinnati. Sure.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I'm interested to know because you know we do have plenty of Bills fans in our area. I have I know two personally that I think one of them is taking it better than the other, but. Yeah, hug a Bills fan. If you have any in your family or if you know anybody, just call, check up on them, make sure that they're doing okay. I really thought that after the play where the Chiefs player fumbled the ball out of the end zone and when Josh Allen fumbled and then the Bills somehow miraculously
against all odds recovered
it,
yeah,
I really thought at that point I was like, okay, the Bills are a team of destiny. They're going to beat the Chiefs. And then...
Well, and everything was lining up for them, too. And see, that's the thing. We heard it in the CBS Sports Minute. Like, if you're someone like the Packers, they lost a heartbreaking game. But it's a matter of you were not expected to even get to that point. The fact that you almost beat the NFC frontrunner is a big deal, you know? Yeah. And it's like, you have to, once, as I said, once the anger subsides, you do have to be like, okay, well, there's something, we've got something. The Bills are like, dude,
What do we have to do?
Yeah, we've had it for years, and we've still done as little as the Packers have. I mean, that's got a sting. There's just no silver lining there for Buffalo fans, unfortunately.
Yeah. Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filed a lawsuit in Delaware alleging that she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking the charged lemonade. The lawsuit says the woman drank 2.5 charged lemonades. That's about 2.5 times over the amount of daily caffeine you're supposed to have. Goodness. She says she started experiencing symptoms like body shakes, heart palpitations, and shortness of breath.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, it sounds like a hard drug at that point. Just word from the wise, who's never had a charged lemonade, thank goodness, avoid it like the plague. I don't know why Panera still has it. The Federal Trade Commission is banning a company from selling or licensing people's precise geolocation data for the first time ever. The FTC settled with Texas-based InMarket Media after they gathered troves of consumer location data from mobile apps without disclosing that it would be used for targeted advertising. The agency alleges that the data broker marketed to advertisers looking for certain categories of people, including but not limited to Christian churchgoers, parents of preschoolers, and children who are homeschooled. 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So right now, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, you're still going to have some issues there. Had a lot of backups on I-10 West just past Pensacola Boulevard because we had an accident there reported earlier. And we still have some in that immediate vicinity. But beyond that, it looks like a lot of the congestion has died down. So if you are on I-10 West going right past Pensacola Boulevard, you're going to experience some congestion there just for a little bit. Hopefully it will die down soon. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street are looking okay. So unless you're at a busy intersection or something, just going to hold you up for just a moment. You should not be prevented from getting to where you need to go for too long.
Well, cold weather is finally leaving us here for a little bit here across Northwest Florida. We're in the 50s today. We'll be in the 50s tonight, but you'll notice on Tuesday, highs get into the 60s, a small chance for rain during the day. And then by Wednesday, we are well into the 70s for highs, and we'll stay there for the rest of the work week as thunderstorm chances return. Our best chance for thunderstorms look to be Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 56 degrees. So we have a high surf advisory tomorrow through Wednesday, and a chance of rain is going to increase as the week goes on and with the warmer temperatures as well. Also in health, business, and science notes today, eating dark chocolate could reduce the risk of high blood pressure.
A new study in the journal Nature Scientific Reports found that dark chocolate may also decrease the risk of blood clotting. While an exact cause couldn't be determined, experts say the findings may warrant further research for any benefits in combating cardiovascular diseases. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. In pop culture notes today, the Grand Ole Opry is apologizing after your girl, Ellie King. It's Ellie or L?
I always thought it was L.
All right. L King's performance at Dolly Parton's 78th birthday. King appeared drunk, using foul language, and seemingly forgot the lyrics to one of Parton's songs. The Opry tweeted, quote, "We deeply regret and apologize for the language that was used." And King has not publicly commented on her performance.
My goodness, girl, what are you doing? Billy Joel is getting ready to release his first new single in nearly 20 years. The Piano Man announced Turn the Lights Back On will drop February 1st. It will be his first new song since 2007's All My Life.
Yes, the Oscars will be on March 10th on ABC tomorrow morning. If you're into that sort of thing, fans will find out if their favorite movie has been nominated for the 96th Annual Academy Awards. If I am not really all that into the Hollywood scene, the entertainment or whatever, movies, I like watching movies. It's been now a couple years. My best friend and I used to have the AMC Stubs or the Premiere List or whatever, the subscription where you could go see up to three movies a week, right? So we used to go much more frequently. And it was always cool when the Academy Award list came out to see how many of the Best Picture nominees we had seen. So now that I'm probably getting one movie in the theater a year, and it being Oppenheimer this past year, I already know that I will have seen one of, and probably the winner of the Best Picture. So I'll be rooting for Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy. If people are into that, they have tomorrow to look forward to see the nominees. Yeah. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Coming back, wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number two of Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, as we are just before 5:55 here. I always say the time first. That time I didn't. That was weird. Just before 5:55 here, looking at roads and weather. We were having some issues on Pine Forest Road for the longest time. Those have seemingly subsided. And same can be said about some of the other issues we were dealing with, such as on North Pace Boulevard, Mobile Highway, North Davis Highway here and there. The only place where you're going to have issues is if you're trying to get onto I-10 westbound, or rather if you are traveling on I-10 westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard. We've got some issues traveling westbound there from an accident that was reported earlier, but the congestion does appear to be dying down some, so it hopefully should not hold you up too much longer. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point's looking good, and same can be said about Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton areas.
You're trading in your jacket and taking out the rain gear. Warming up and chances for rain moving into the forecast for Tuesday. You'll feel that warm up. Lows only in the 50s and highs into the 60s. By Wednesday, we have 70s in the forecast during the daytime hours, and that will continue for the rest of the week. Plus those chances for rain. Small chance on Tuesday, a 50-50 chance on Wednesday, and near 100% chances on Thursday and Friday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Increase of rain throughout the week with the increase in temperatures. Cloudy, 56 for the low overnight tonight, which is about where we're at right now. Wacky stories today. The man who stole Dorothy's ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz back in 2005 will be sentenced next week, and he's finally revealing why he did it. The crook is a career criminal named Terry Martin. He lifted the shoes from the Judy Garland Museum back in 2005, not because he knew anything about their cultural significance. In fact, Terry's never seen the movie. A mob associate hired him to steal them so they could cash in on the rubies. He'd heard the shoes were insured for $1 million, so he assumed the gems were real. They were not, of course. They're made of glass. After delivering the slippers to the guy who hired him, Terry retired from his life of crime, but after they were recovered in 2018, he was charged with stealing them and then convicted. So,
and a radio station in southeastern Oklahoma is off the air after the owners say thieves cut down a broadcast tower. They were after the copper and the cables. They cut up about 80 to 100 feet of copper and hauled it off. Sounds like quite the job, but that's only worth about $100. However, the damage they caused to the broadcast tower is around $500,000. So it's really a recurring theme of idiotic criminals here so far.
Yeah, for sure on that. Also here in our wacky stories, A California woman is accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of those trendy Stanley cups. This was just outside of Sacramento. Police say they received a call about a woman who was walking out of the store with a cart full of the cups without paying. Employees told officers she refused to stop and stuffed the stolen cups into her car. They eventually did catch up with the 23-year-old suspect, and the 65 cups have an approximate street value of around $2,500. So I don't get it. Still don't get it.
Well, and that's the thing. Any person with half a brain doesn't. Okay, so street value, $2,500 for 65 of those cups. What's the store value?
$2,500.
Okay.
I was just saying, like, it was drugs.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Which is how people are treating them.
Apparently. Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's the best way to put it. And drugs make you do stupid things, kids. And apparently Stanley Cups also fall in that category. A lady ordered a box of cookies through DoorDash.
Okay.
But when the driver showed up, it was very obvious that something was amiss.
My box of cookies, why are they open? It's open. The box is open. Why is it open? You was eating it. You got chocolate on your mouth.
No.
You got chocolate right there on your mouth. You was eating my cookies?
Yeah.
You was eating them. It's open.
Open.
I'm reporting you to DoorDash.
Okay, so this might be the biggest imbecile of the day, and it's quite a competitive pool here. I'm thinking of every box of cookies I've ever seen, whether it be like the plastic ones that you see in stores or like the paper ones that are like Little Debbie brand or something. A few problems. One, you are always going to notice that it has been opened. There's no stealthy way to do that. Two, it almost always gives you like a count of cookies. So it'll say like 8 cookies like in the box or like a 6 count or something.
Sure.
It's simple counting tells you something's not right. And then, as she said, the fool had chocolate on his mouth. There's just, as I said, you got to be stupid to be a criminal like that or to do something wrong like that, get in trouble. It's like, and we're kind of seeing that point be proven here, are we not?
Yes, well, and especially with DoorDash, where the chain of custody is quite small. Like, there's not, you know, very many people that would be suspected, especially if they were like, Chick-fil-A cookies, you know, they're in the sealed bag, like you mentioned. It's pretty, you know, it's going to be one or two people, and that's about it. All right, here, some good news. Twin brothers from Long Island have been named valedictorian and salutatorian of their high school graduating class. They are Devin and Dylan Lee. The 17-year-olds have a GPA that are separated by just 6/1000th of a point. Whoever is the higher one will definitely never bring that up. Devin is going to Cornell, and Dylan is going to Yale. So for the parents' sake, I hope that they are going on scholarships.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's the thing. My brother and I, we argue about academics all the time, and I'm better.
All right. Very good. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now.